Welcome to Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm from the University of Arizona Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science. Today, we're going to do it a little bit differently, and we're going to interview a scientist who chose a career in science communication. Her name's Caroline Mosley. Caroline, how's it going today?
Great, thanks.
So tell us a little bit about your background, so what you studied, and how you chose the career path that you have today.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a winding path, and I will say up front that I never quite knew where it was going to take me, but I was very opportunistic and just kind of looked for different ways that I could use my skills in science and writing and social media. I got my graduate degree at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee studying nutrient cycling of invasive mussels, which was awesome. I did a lot of scuba diving in very deep cold water, which I had never done before. And I published a paper and I had a great experience, but I decided that I really loved talking and teaching people about science more than actually doing science itself. So one of my colleagues actually told me about a fellowship in Washington, D.C. with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that essentially took graduate students, put them into federal positions to help them learn about how science becomes policy. And it kind of opens a lot of doors. I applied for the fellowship and I got it and I moved to DC and it really opened up a whole new world. And so while there, I worked in a communications office, writing blogs and learning how to do social media. And I found that I very much enjoyed it. After my fellowship was over, I was just looking for different opportunities and I ended up pivoting slightly and working for a public lands advocacy nonprofit called the Wilderness Society, where I wrote digital content and also managed their social media accounts.
We're happy to have you in the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science doing our communications. Can you explain a little bit about how you envision the communications going for our department?
What I would really like to do is figure out how I can best really advocate and represent the department. So right now I'm talking to all the faculty to learn about the science and kind of help them amplify their message and think about what are they researching and who do they want to reach with that research. One concrete way that I'm helping is I'm helping to develop and manage a website that really features our research prominently and also hopefully encourages some future scientists to come work in our department, since we have some really great faculty and classes that really give a great scope of all the different environmental science that we do.
Seems like you're committed to lifelong learning. And what do you see yourself learning next?
I'm really interested in the visual component of communications. So I'm working with a videographer at the university to do some videos for our department as well to really showcase some students and faculty. So I think getting more into the visuals is really the next step in my journey in becoming a better science communicator.
I think it's great for people of any age and students to think about that the goal is to be just committed to lifelong learning and to know that to be an explorer. And so Caroline is a scientist but chose to go into communications and will continue exploring the world of communications, now moving into visualization as well as continuing with writing. And so I think it's great to highlight that you came from science, you did a fellowship in communications and policy, then you worked for an advocacy group, really highlighting the breadth of occupations and experiences you can have with a science degree, and that you commit to lifelong learning and you keep learning. You don't always learn in school. And so never underestimate all learning settings. So you're on KXEI.
Yes.
And this is a music station. They rock out hard.
Yes.
And they dance hard. They cumbia, they salsa, they merengue, they do everything. What do you jam out to? What's your favorite song or band?
Recently, I have really gotten into, they've been around for a while, but I've been listening to a lot of Sleater-Kinney. So really just like feminine empowerment, rock kind of thing. They're probably one of my, I've just been listening to a lot of them right now. So, and I think the No Cities to Love album is my current favorite.
Awesome. Well, Caroline, thank you so very much. Welcome to Arizona. Tucson's your home, and we're glad you're here.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.